Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I praise you for your grace. Grace that came at such a cost, the cost of your Son. Lord, you alone save sinners. We cannot earn grace. Instead, we can only receive it. Soften our hearts this morning as we remember Jesus' death in communion. Amen. This is a time in our service where we remember the scourged, mocked, and crucified Savior in communion. Believers take bread as a reminder of the new covenant brought about by Jesus' blood. Turn with me to Matthew 27, verse 27. And to give context, Jesus has just been brought before Pilate. He's been condemned by the Jews. And Pilate, being unable to appease the crowd, handed Jesus over to be crucified. After Jesus had been flogged, right before he walks to the cross, we land at verse 27. Follow with me as I read. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole Roman cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, in a reed in his right hand. They knelt down before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and began to beat him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the scarlet robe off him, put his own garments back on him, and led him away to crucify him. Some observations. The group. Notice that this was the mocking of a righteous king by unrighteous men. Notice also this was not a rogue group of soldiers. This wasn't two or three men that had taken Jesus to mock him. It says they gathered the entire Roman cohort, the battalion around Jesus, 300 to 600 men. Notice the intentional seclusion. They took him to a secluded place, the governor's headquarters. And notice the intentional mockery of Christ. They stripped him. They put a scarlet robe on him. They placed a crown of thorns on him. They placed a reed in his hand. They kneeled before him. They mocked who he was, King of the Jews. They spit on him. They took the reed from him. They struck him. They removed the scarlet robe, and they placed his clothes back on him. The Jews mocked Jesus and handed him over for crucifixion. The Romans had no desire for Jesus to be king over them, so much that they intentionally set him up as a mock king before his crucifixion. Are we any different? Have you mocked Jesus' kingship over you in a secluded place? As I think through my week, I can think of countless times where I have mocked Jesus' true kingship over me, pridefully seeking my own accomplishments, grumbling when something does not go as planned, being quick to anger with my children. Were there times that you mocked Jesus' kingship over you in the way that you worked, in your time meeting with God and His Word, in the interactions you have with people? Praise God, communion is a time of remembrance. Believers don't receive more grace by taking the bread and the juice. The bread reminds us that his body was torn. The juice reminds us that his blood was poured out for us. It reminds us that sin, yes, even sins committed this week, are forgiven. You remember that you have forgiveness. Believer, you were a Jesus mocker, but you were washed, you were justified, and you are being sanctified. If you are here this morning and you would not call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, I am thankful and we are thankful that you are here. You need to know that the wrath of God is on you. The judgment is awaiting you. You need to know that Jesus pressed on from this mockery. that he was crucified. He endured the wrath of God for sin. He died, and he was raised. But he did not bear his sin, but the sins of those that would repent and would place their trust in his shed blood on their behalf. If hearing this, you see yourself as a sinner and desire to turn from sin and place your trust in Jesus Christ, please take the bread and the juice with us. However, if you see no need to repent, please let the bread and juice pass, as this is a time for believers to remember the death of Jesus Christ. If you're here and you would profess to be a believer in Jesus Christ, but you're living in known, unrepentant sin, know that a believer in Christ has a life of continual repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Unrepentant sin is continual sin that you're aware of, and yet you choose that sin rather than repenting. I would plead with you to turn from that sin this morning. Take communion with us. However, if you will not turn from that known, unrepentant sin, please let the bread and the juice pass. If you are here this morning and you identify yourself as one that has been saved, you love Jesus and you hate your sin, take communion. Think on the death of your Savior. Think on Jesus' endurance and indescribable suffering to justify you before God. Remember that your merits are worth nothing before him. Savor the gospel as you take communion this morning. When the elements are passed, you may take them on your own. Men, if you'll come forward and serve us.